This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode. Excited to have you here as I have such a great interview to share with you guys and before I even get into what we talked about, just a couple things right off the bat. I have a free Facebook group. I know there's a ton of groups out there and there's thousands of people making more and more of them. But this one was, I started with, got away from it, came back, and it was based on demand. People asking, like, where can we get other content? How can we follow you and my social media and so forth? So I wanted to bring this back and use, and I share tips and reels and a bunch of information on mind, subconscious mind, limiting beliefs, and all that stuff. So if this sounds up your alley, check it out in the show notes, sign up. Join us. Love to have you and so much more. One last thing I have going on, I started my last book, Decoding the Matrix. Got so much of a response. People want to know how to decode themselves and break away from it. And so I put a program together, and for the podcast community of the Mindful Experiment, getting a massive discount for it. So if you want to learn more about what this program is, it's called Decode Your Matrix. And it's a 6-week course, and I'm giving a huge discount because I really want to help people right now as much as I possibly can to break away from the matrix and really level up and find that true self of who they really are. So if you want to learn more about what that is, what it entails, and to sign up for it, just check out the link in the show note. All right. So I had an interview with Mike Murphy, and man, I had such a great time. Mike dropped some really, really great nuggets. We talk about humans and the in the last generations of where men have been. We looked at the different worlds and the parallel worlds of with the old world and the new world and where to live and how to do that. We talk about the power of journaling, and Mike shares a little about what he does and the power of connecting with Source, God, with Allah, whatever you want to call it. He calls it Source, and how to really just have a great connection and be able to connect. And he shares his journey of what he does with that and why is it so powerful for him. And how to get answers, really how to tap into that and really get into that field to really connect. Because the thing is, we can do that. We can absolutely do that. We don't see Wi-Fi, but we can connect with each other via Wi-Fi. We can connect via satellite or with cell towers. But yet we don't think we can connect to God or the spiritual side at all. And we've been taught not to. And Mike shares his journey of what he does to get him into that vibrational state and how to do that and so much more. It was a great conversation that we had. There's more nuggets in there than just that. Can't tell you all of them. I got to leave a little surprise for you guys. So without any further ado, before you even go listen to this, make sure you subscribe. If you love this episode, please share a review for us. It really helps us get this our podcast out there more to more listeners to get more great content like this. I appreciate you guys as always. And here is my wonderful interview with Mike Murphy. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Vic. Great to be here.
I'm excited to have you on. You are talking my love language, and we were just sharing just before about victimhood, manifestation, all those things. I can't wait to pick your brain on that and dive deep into it. But before we do, I always am curious to know, how did you get into what you're doing today? How did life guide you that way?
Well, I have a bunch of different life stories. I've had a bunch of experiences. My most recent one started in 2011 when my 38-year-old wife passed away after a 9-year battle with breast cancer. And that led me, I was devastated by the grief. And then immediately I found that there was a real need with women below the poverty line battling cancer. So I started a nonprofit foundation, giving them financial grants while they went through treatment. The theory being is they don't have money to begin with. Now they can't work. Their expenses have gone up. So we gave them $1,000 a month for 5 months. The theory being they would get better and go back to work. The truth was it only worked 5 or 10% of the time. Most times they got sicker and sicker and died. So after about 3 or 4 or 5 years, $1 million plus, I said, this is not a good return on investment. So then I started buying water purifiers, juicing machines, vegetables, said, okay, I'm going to teach them how to strengthen their immune system while the doctors destroy it. And then after about a year of that, they thought I was their doctor and I'm a car salesman, right? So that didn't work. So in 2015, I came to Columbia with the intention of creating a healing retreat center, primarily for those women. And through a lot of circuits, it took a long time. It's a difficult country to do business with if you're American. It's moved slower and I don't speak the language. So it's been a struggle, but we're getting ready to do our first retreat in a few months. And every year we do one retreat for the women from our foundation and also military guys with PTSD, where they come here for 2 weeks. We detox the body. We rewire the neural pathways in the brain. We get into the heart, clear up the emotional wounds, and have a spiritual awakening. And it's a two-week program and life-changing. So we're excited. That's what I'm creating right now.
I love that. And it's so needed too. I mean, when you look at breast cancer itself, it's just, there's so many factors that come into playing a role of it. I know the medical world looks at it only in one way, but me being a chiropractor and a holistic practitioner, it's like, there's so many levels to that aspect. And it seems like you have a personal story with it and what you're doing, I think, is really helping people in so many ways. Do you mind sharing a little bit of what is in part of the treat, if you don't mind? Are you doing the detoxing and stuff like that? Are you doing like the juicing and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so we ship them a 9-week Quicksilver. Dr. Christopher Shade out of Colorado has a company called Quicksilver. It's a 9-week push-pull detox. So he pushes all the toxins out of their organs and he pulls it out with binders. So they come here with a few weeks supply and then they come home and they finish. That's like a $2,200 value right there. And so the first week is a solid food vacation. We're 7,000 feet in the Andean Mountains. It's 68 degrees every day. We're growing 50 different vegetables right here. The soil's never been tilled, right? So the minerals are so rich. So you pull your own vegetables. It's a solid food vacation, juice feasting, along with massage, infrared sauna. We're also giving you IVs of vitamins and minerals, ozone therapy. So we're taking all the toxicity out. We're putting all the good stuff in. We've got a lot of fun activities too to get rid of stress. We have a lot of meditation. And then the second week, that's when we get into consciousness, epigenetics, manifestation, law of attraction. I love the work of Byron Katie, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Dr. Joe Dispenza. So we bring those kind of concepts in, my work, the creation frequency. And then we introduce plant medicine for those that the plant medicine is calling them. We arrange for that experience. So it's really about the people and what they need and what's going to work best for their total transformation.
It sounds like, I mean, you're hitting every element, mind, body, and soul. I mean, I love how you even incorporate
that. And heart, you know, you mentioned breast cancer. I think a lot of breast cancer is emotional wounds that never get healed and then manifest in the illness.
My back when I was learning energy medicine and doing like learning different energy techniques, it was always when somebody had breast cancer, it was always amazing how the heart chakra and not only just the heart chakra was blocked, but even the heart, they had like a heart wall wrapped around them. Yeah. And I was like, there's stagnant energy there. No wonder it's happening right there.
Yes.
And it's fascinating. It is, like you said, bringing up the old wounds. That's why I was just curious about your retreat stuff, because I wanted to see if it was going down that path, and it did, and you do. Yeah. So that's just amazing. I love it. But, you know, a lot of times in life, you shared this earlier. I was saying, you know, you're talking about my podcast and manifesting. You're like, we're always manifesting. Why is it that people, when it comes to manifesting, though, like they're attracting into their life what they don't want? And most people usually attract what they don't want.
Because that's what they're focused on. And that's what they're vibrating, that frequency, right? You're going to track whatever frequency you're vibrating at. And what controls that is your thoughts and your emotions and your physical well-being. If you're full of heavy metals and parasites, you're going to be vibrating at a very low frequency. So you got to clean up the physical body. Even though we're not the physical body, we're living inside of it. And when the physical body is low, it affects our essence, our energy, our true self, our soul, right? And so we got to clean up the physical body. We got to move from here to here. You know, we get hurt here and we start contracting because it hurts. It hurts like feelings, right? So we start living in the insane asylum. I say, no, Everybody has to take this journey. Most people take it their last breath from here to here. This is who we truly are. This, I can lie, cheat, steal. I can manipulate. I can do all that. This is my truth. I can't do any of that from here. But when I'm living from here, now I can use this supercomputer and get to understand it, especially the power of the subconscious. Now I can use a supercomputer to manifest the desires of my heart. And now I'm vibrating at very high frequency. And then the highest why, like this is, I really feel what I'm building here is my life purpose, my reason that I came here, right? So I have all that extra why, that extra juice. So that gets me jumping out of bed first thing in the morning and staying up late at night to complete this project. So the bigger why and the more love and service you can attach to it, raise your frequency, clean up your body, clean up your mind, get in that heart, clean up any emotional wounds, and then live from here.
I love that, brother. I love what you're doing, and I love the whole aspect of that and so much more. What is the effect, just for the listeners, when it comes to heavy metals? It sounds like you're big in the heavy metals and getting the metals out and stuff with parasites. Let's go to heavy metals first.
Yeah, well, I just found out I had mercury. 6 weeks ago, I couldn't get out of bed. I had mercury poisoning. So I've been doing the Dr. Chris Shea detox that we give to all our clients here that come here. My energy's through the roof right now. So I know the mercury's being pulled out of my body. I also had one drop of blood, looked under a very powerful microscope and saw a bunch of parasites. So I'm doing a deep parasite cleanse. Especially in America, we don't want to believe that we have parasites. Down here in South America, they do a parasite cleanse, you know, almost monthly, right? And there's parasites everywhere. If you're alive, you got parasites. The problem is that when they accumulate, then they start to affect your energy. They have their own frequency, okay? And they can really communicate to your thoughts and tell you, make you want to get sugar and stuff to feed them, right? So they're a real nightmare. So this is what we teach here too. We have a lot of education at Mountains of Hope. So we really want people to understand how to get all this junk out of their body and then what to put into your body. You know, the food in America is greatly compromised right now. And so that's why there's so much obesity there. The poor people don't have a chance, to be honest with you. There's heavy metals everywhere. Wherever there's heavy metals, there's going to be parasites. And then all the other stuff, candida, bacteria, and all that other stuff. So we got to keep the body clean, keep the mind clean, and guard our thoughts, right? We got to realize we're in control of this, okay? Wherever thoughts come from, wherever they go, okay, we get to decide what we focus on, what stays here. And we have to take our power back. You know, we talked earlier, you know, it seems to me like the media and the government wants to make everybody a victim in America. But when you're a victim, you have no power. You know, we're all manifestors. I challenge your audience to think of one thing in their physical existence today that didn't start with a thought and a desire first. Everything that comes into your physical life starts with a thought and a desire, and you manifest it. So we're all manifestors. But when we play the victim card, we've lost our power. So I say, screw that. You're not a victim. You're a powerful creator. Now, here's the challenge. You have to take responsibility for every situation, every condition in your life. I got to take full responsibility for my mercury poisoning, my parasites, all that. That's on me because now I can fix it. But if I say, oh, poor me, I got this. I don't know what happened. No, I'm a victim. And then you're screwed.
It's just like, you know, throwing a label on somebody when they have a condition or some sort, right? I mean, yes. I focused on pediatric chiropractic, or I was a pediatric chiropractor certified and everything. And I worked with a lot of autistic kids and all these things. And it broke my heart when I hear a kid say, I have autism.
Yes.
Because they're labeling themselves to say, yes, this is what my life's going to be. And it's just like, no, that's just an experience. We can, you know, they don't know. I can, you know, logically I can't, you know, but at the same token, it's like, we can change that. Not saying, right, you know, there's some people we can't, it's a hardware issue. And sometimes we can't, but right, a lot of times we could change that software around and it can enhance the life and all of a sudden not have that or be what they consider now a highly functional autistic individual. Yes. But
amen. Amen.
But it's one of those things where, I mean, heavy metals, I got into this years and years ago, and now it's even more abundant in society than it ever has before, especially in America. I mean, just pesticides alone, where it comes from, and mercury, that stuff, your brain soaks that in so much. And so, yeah, I that's why I was just curious to see where you were with mercury or the heavy metal stuff and whatnot. But parasites, yeah, we all have them. We always think, you know, I remember the myth is like, oh, no, I had a stool sample checked and there was, right, no parasites in there. And I'm like, you know, they live in other parts of your body, right? You know, it's just they don't just stay in the stool.
Right, right.
And I love the victim stuff. It's just something as a culture. It's so easy to pour more salt in the wounds to make people go that route. I mean, I remember thinking the same way when I was growing up until I finally realized if I create everything or everything's up to me at the end of the day, then right. I have to take responsibility for all the crappy stuff just as much as the good stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And it's interesting that, especially in America right now, you know, there's an old saying, you know, tough times make tough men. Well, we haven't had tough times in America for a long time, maybe since World War II, right? So that generation was very tough. And the generation prior was the Depression generation. But we haven't had any challenges. So I just don't see a lot of tough men in America right now ready to say, hey, what the heck is going on here? And what can we do about it? You know, I remember when I was younger, you know, the Vietnam War was going on. And they basically stopped it by protesting night and day. Of course, they were drafting our kids there, so people were rarely upset. But where are the protesters? I think they end up in jail if they're protesting nowadays. So it's gotten kind of crazy over there.
Yeah, it has. I mean, but like anything else, right? It's what, you know, we can do that, or we can also, you know, as individuals, like what you do and what I do and all those kind of things, if more people do these kind of things, right, we can shift that consciousness.
Absolutely. I really believe that there is a shift going on right now. The old systems are collapsing right in our very eyes, and there's going to be pain and suffering. But at the same time, you, me, and others, we're raising consciousness. You know, there's 7 billion people, they say, on this planet. And if 3.5 billion would lift up the other 3.5 billion that are less fortunate than them, consciousness shifts. I mean, the game's over. But we got to wake up. And we got to see the suffering. See, there's a lot more suffering is growing, but there's not a lot of people attending to that suffering. And so that's what shifts consciousness. That's what brings the energy of healing and life and light and all that. We got to do something. We got to do something for those less fortunate. And that's what we're doing here at Mountains of Hope.
Yeah, I know. I love that. And it's true, because and then the more we can do that, it actually will, at least in my understandings, like the pain and all that stuff will be less of a shift. Yes, where and sometimes we don't even need it. It'll just be like, okay, here's the new thing, and everything works out smoothly. And some people say, oh, you're living a pipe dream. I'm like, do you not understand how energy works? Like life is going to continually get harder until we wake up.
Exactly.
I think humanity has dodged some bullets because we've made the shifts, but it's like now we're facing another one. And I'm like, everyone's like, aren't you worried about this? Aren't you worried about that? No, not at all. Like, but it's going to affect, it will affect me. But, and I, there's only so much I can control. But exactly, if I stay in the power of, like we were talking about before, raw manifestors, if I keep in that energy of focus on what I want to create and what I want to see the world experience, and if more people focus our energy there, then what we're all worrying about won't even exist based on the laws of vibration and everything.
Yes, absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. And I think we might end up with two realities, right? The old one and the new one. And I want to be part of the new one, which is based on love and service.
That's where I'm. And I think that's because, you know, I remember I was in, it was 2012, 2011. They were like, oh, we're going to, there's going to be the loss of the old world and the whole brand of the new. And then all of a sudden it was like, no, they're both worlds are going to exist in one. And then it was like, those who hold on to the old system will suffer while the new ones will prosper. And I'm like, okay, I kind of believe that last one where it's like, I think that's where you're saying, like, there's two worlds and it's just, right, you can live in this world, but here's the experience of what you're going to have. Or right, you can move to this world, and then this is where the new energy is going and where our new whole new experience is and what we really want to experience. But the powers of be, or whatever you want to call it, or what, you know, all that, like you're saying, they propel from a victimhood mentality, that low vibration, right? That fear-based stuff, that low vibration, they keep pushing harder and harder with it to try to get us to get lower that. I don't think they're doing this intentionally though, but to get us to, well, I shouldn't say that way, but anyhow, to lower the vibration somehow, or allow, you know, again, it's a choice. We can choose to buy into that or not. And that's why it still comes back to us. So that's why I appreciate what you're doing and helping people elevate their bodies in a way, and their mind and everything else, to help them be able to allow that flow of consciousness, of life, of their soul to be expressed more.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. You couldn't say it better.
I love it. And so with that all, how do we then, you know, I know we probably already hit this already, probably talked about this, but I just want to ask again, just kind of a reframe or a recap of some things. So choosing, you know, we got so many things that distract our mind and makes it sometimes harder for us to choose, like to be that creator. We are creating, but to create more of what we want, where does that all begin?
Well, I think we got to get out of here and get into the heart and say, okay, why am I here? What is my purpose? What really fuels my soul? What feeds it? What makes me jump out of bed in the morning, get stay up late at night and work? So we got to get in that. You know, I think it was a book that said, you know, do what you love and the money will follow. You know, we get stuck in jobs that we don't fulfill us, as opposed to finding what fulfills us and then finding out how to make a living around that. So I see a lot of people stuck in that trap. But it's you got to dream big. You got to remember who you are, and you're a powerful creator, and you came here for a purpose. You're serving someone created this, and you know I'm in service to that creator. And when you find that, then you start to get into the river of life, and you just let it flow. You know, I wrote a book about manifestation called The Creation Frequency. And I tell people, listen, you know, I want you to create these intentions. I want you to record them. I want you to listen every morning, and every night, but realize, and I want you to be as specific as possible, but then you got to be flexible, because you're co-creating your future with the creator of all that I call God. And so when you realize that, and you're not alone, you have this power of the source, and you know, you can ask questions to this creator. Hey, what should I do with this? What should I do about that? Please help me. You know, that's my journaling process. You know, I start with gratitude. Then I ask the creator, hey, what should I do with this situation? What should I do with that? And then I just sit there and I contemplate in love, and the answers come. And 80% of the stuff was never an issue anyways. It takes care of itself.
It's so true. I mean, this is something I really talk on heavily on with my clients. It's the first thing we tap into. Why do you exist? What's your soul's purpose? What wakes you up? What gets you excited in the morning? And it's amazing how the answers, they're like, I think they, sometimes they'll mental, I call it a mind dump. They'll tell me all these things and I sit there and I go, that's not you. That's what you listened on this tape. You listened to this person. You listened to that person. That's not you. What is you at the end of the day? And because one of my purposes is I truly believe on what I see and what I feel to be congruent is, you know, helping people elevate their consciousness level so they can remember, rediscover that greatness of who they are. And it's one of those things that if I'm all about fulfillment, and it's like looking at that's the easiest path to fulfillment, or one of at least, is finding out why you exist and what it gets you excited. And you can't think it, right? You were saying it earlier. You got to come here. You can't go from the mind. You got to go to the heart.
And the other thing is, you're going to get knocked down. When you're on your life's purpose, you're going to get attacked. Okay, there's positive and negative energy out there, right? But every time you get knocked down, you got to get back up. That's the secret. I always wanted to write a book, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, for a long time. That's how I live my life. You know, now unfortunately, 5 steps forward and 1 back, right? I mean, I'm as frail as anybody out there. I've made every mistake you can make. I've had every issue in life you can have. So I'm not coming here as a preacher. I'm coming here as a fellow human being saying, hey, listen, I know exactly the pain and suffering you go through. I know how difficult this is. I love the book, The Road Less Traveled, M. Scott Peck, the opening line, life is difficult. Yeah, life is hard, damn it. But there are techniques and there are things you can learn to make it better and easier. You're still going to have struggles, but you got to keep getting up and you got to keep going forward.
Now, thanks for sharing that, because it's one of those things we think in life, you know, at least I got caught up in this world with the law of attraction and all that stuff. Like, oh, just think it and this is it and it'll happen for you. And if it doesn't, you know, actually, and I got stuck thinking, oh, then everything could just happen the way I want. And then I started to, in meditation and my own reflections and journaling and all that, I started realizing that I'm like, life gives you what you need first, and then you get what you want. Like, yes. That's the contrast, right? Because like, if I want to be, and I tell my clients all the time, if you want to be a millionaire or whatever that is, or whatever you want to do, it's the being element of who that person is that you're going to have to learn to break down all these constructs to get there. And sometimes it's not fun. And usually it's not. I told him a spiritual process and going through a spiritual journey is the hardest thing that you could ever do in life. And I said, at least that's what it has been for me. He kind of was like heeing and hawing. A few years later, he did all this work and he looked at me and he goes, it is the most intense stuff that I've ever done. I said, I'm telling you, man, it hits you in the gut and it makes you, it hits all the fears. It's like it boils it from the bottom. I mean, we can talk plant medicines, what that does too. And it's like, but it's one of those things, it brings it up to that surface and you have to address it. And when you overcome it.
And it's in the overcoming and then the becoming that you win. Okay. It's you got to enjoy the journey. It's not the destination. You know, it's in, but like I'm creating this thing. I built it for the women of our foundation. Actually, it's saving my life right now because I got to incorporate everything I teach here. I got to walk my talk. And all of a sudden, I'm healing myself from some serious issues, right? And one of them was very profound. I had some heart issues. And four weeks after this detox, my cardiologist blown away because my ejection fraction was 25, which is very, very low, with no energy, is now 60 in like less 3 or 4 weeks just by doing this heavy metal detox.
Yeah, I mean, I always tell people it's one thing to check and one thing to do is heavy metals to make sure, because when I first started getting into this years ago, because again, I think about, we're electrical beings in a sense. Yeah. Our nervous system fires electrical impulses, all these different things. Minerals is what allows for electricity to flow better and communicate better. If you have heavy metals in there, that's a low vibration. It makes it harder for the body to fire these systems. And so that's why like mercury can affect the heart, the brain, liver, all the gut, immune the system, gut. Yeah. It just affects everything. Aluminum, that's a whole nother conversation. Yep. And so it's one of those things where, you know, cleansing and detoxing, getting these things out, consistently and on a daily, like not, you don't have to do a detox every day, but you don't what I always share with people is like, you do these cleanses, you get tested to make sure, then we cleanse and make sure you cleanse properly. And then from there, you change your diet up. So that way you enhance the systems so your body can process these things a lot better. So then you don't need as much. And then eventually you get to the point where, I still in today's world, I mean, you're breathing. I mean, the stuff they spray in the skies, you know, people say that, you know, before I remember it was like, oh, chemtrails is a conspiracy theory. Well, now it's governments have came out.
Now they admit it. Now they admit it. 40 years later, we are doing that.
I have a buddy. He's a chiropractor. He practices in Hawaii and he has this technology he shares with the world. But he's like, dude, he built something that you cover your plants out in the outdoors. You cover it's like a greenhouse and it has blue light frequency vibration and all that. And I was like, why do you cover? And he goes, chemtrails. He goes, he thinks they're spraying down. That stuff comes down. I was like, you know, I never thought of that. Yeah. I was like, wow, I talk about this stuff, but I never thought about the stuff that will come down on my plants and all that stuff. I was like, that's a good thing to, now I'm going to have to do some things.
Yep. Amen.
But no,
you gotta wash that produce. I'll tell you that for sure. Not only because wherever there's heavy metals, that's where parasites actually coat themselves in the heavy metals when they're in the body so that they can disguise themselves. So there's a whole bunch of stuff going inside our body we're not aware of.
No, and I think once you, like you're just experiencing with, because I had, I got tested, you know, and I was in chiropractic school and I got my metals tested. I took a chelator and I had a 24-hour urine test and it was amazing what showed up, and mercury was really high. I had metals, I had 4 mercury fillings in my mouth and got those removed. And then I did a whole metal cleanse and I was like, the first week wasn't fun. Head days, mental fog, brain fog, low energy. I was like, well, this is not, I could feel like things were just like pulling. It was a weird feeling. I'm very intuitive with my body. So I was like, this is like something like soaking out of me. It's weird.
Wow.
But then second week, third week, energy started to come. Mental clarity was coming in so strong. And I was like, wow, is this how my mind's really supposed to be? And I already thought I was elevating it through chiropractic and other things I was doing. But it was a whole nother level. And so for the listeners, I'm just sharing the story because it's something to do. Check out Mike's stuff and what he's doing, because it's go to a retreat. It's awesome. I love retreats like that because it's, you get the whole reset in many different ways. And you're doing it on all levels, which I appreciate very much.
Thank you.
No, my pleasure. So Mike, how can people find out more about what you're doing, what you're following, you know, the work you're doing, your retreats? I see you have one coming up and those kind of things, and all the great work, your books and so forth.
So my personal website is MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com, and you can learn about the creation frequency. And I've written a couple other books, have a new one coming out in about 3 months. And the retreat center is MountainsOfHope.com. MountainsOfHope.com is the retreat center. Mike Murphy Unfiltered is my personal site.
Awesome. And for all the listeners, I'll have that all up there and on there for you guys, so you can check those links out. Please do. I highly recommend it. I don't usually toot someone's horn a little too much, but Mike, I mean, you're doing it right. In my opinion, from everything I know, you're doing it right. And I'm glad you're doing this kind of work. Humanity needs it in so many ways. I always tell people, like I've written this in some of my books, like when we look at where we put our focus and energy, look at just our health in general as a global society. And it's just massively just continually gets worse, more diseases, more issues, more of this. And it's like, we have to start shifting that around. And it's not just a, a physical thing. We have to get on all levels. And so that's why I greatly appreciate what you're up to and what you're doing.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I love what you're doing as well. So it's great listening to your show before I got on today.
Thanks, brother. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.